Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets for the first time since 2014. Officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But
NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements. Today's meeting did not change that.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with the leaders of France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The White House says the leaders will also discuss additional steps NATO allies must take to address challenges on Europe's eastern and southern periphery, as well as efforts to advance negotiations on the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. The United Nations Refugee Agency says as many as 500 people, most of them migrants, may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea April 8th. Edward Uranian reports.
Survivors told the UN Refugee Agency migrants were being transferred from a small boat to a larger vessel when the vessel capsized. Only a fraction of the migrants were able to swim back to the smaller boat. A merchant ship eventually rescued 41 survivors and dropped them off near the Cretan port of Kalamata. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. This is VOA News.